Next, we speak to a farmer hoping to receive a portion of that $1.25 billion settlement payment from the federal government. Again, the settlement stems from a long-standing suit claiming the Agriculture Department discriminated against black farmers in loan programs for years. Harvey White is a farmer in Prentice, Mississippi. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Mr. White, what do you farm and how long have you been farming?
I've been farming since 1964.
1964. And what do you farm?
Back then, I was farming cotton, soybeans, and wheat. But now, I'm not down in the farming right now.
You're not farming right now, but you still have cattle, right? Something.
Yeah, my daughter, I see about them for my daughter. She have a few.
I see. You see about them for your daughter. I understand. Now, what happened when you tried to participate in the Agriculture Department's loan programs? So I understand that you tried for a very long time to participate. What happened?
They had a committee with me once a month, and they would tell me there wasn't no money available when I put my application in.
They would say there was no money available for you?
For me.
Can I ask why or if you feel that race played a part in their decision-making with you?
Yes, I definitely know it did, because I know three farmers, white farmers, that live close by me. They made a loan for operating loans, like soybean, wheat, and cattle.
So they were doing the same work you were doing.
Same work I was doing.
And they somehow got loans and you didn't.
Yes, I can give you the name if you want to know them.
What about now? Do you have hope that you'll be able to participate in this? I know it's been a long, long road for you.
Yes, I have hope, because I raised five kids along then, and on up in a year, they all tried to go to college. And I had to buy mine to try to send them to college. And I get out and work for a job outside off the farm to try to support them in school. One of them, she do have a PhD, and two of them have a master, and the other have a BS.
Well, you have done your job. Congratulations.
Yeah, but it was very hard.
It was hard. And none of them are farming. None of your children are farming?
Well, yeah, my daughter right now is trying to have a few cattle on my place.
Okay. If you do finally receive some of this settlement money, what do you think you'll do with it?
I will pay my place off. I owe $100,000 on it right now. Back in the day when I bought money to try to send them to college. And I will pay it off the day I get it.
You want to pay off that mortgage?
I'll pay off that mortgage.
All right.
And then I will buy my wife go to dialysis 3 days a week, 4 hours a day. And we have old car. There's no air conditioning ain't working. And I'll buy her, I wouldn't buy no kind of U car, but I would buy a car with a good air conditioning.
You want to buy a car with air conditioning so you can take your wife to her dialysis appointments.
That's right, 'cause it'd be so hot when we get out there.
Sure. Well, that seems very reasonable to me. Is there anything else you would like people to know about you or about what this has been like for you? Do you still like farming?
Yes, indeed. That's all I've been down there since I was a little boy with my father. And then, see, I bought this place for my wife, Auntie. She the one on this farm. She want to keep it in the family. And so I've married over in that family. I try my best to hold on to it until now. And I'm with my land tax now and everything. I just do barely make it with this fixed income.
Well, good luck to you.
Yes, ma'am.
Harvey White is a farmer in Prentice, Mississippi. As you heard it, he's taking care of some cattle now for his daughter, but in his time he has farmed soybean, cotton, and wheat, and he looks forward to continuing. Mr. White, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.